Age shall not weary them, but it could just turn them into property speculators. The story of the Shoreditch area of London is one that's repeated the world over, with space-seeking musicians and pioneering gays helping to mend urban blight, only to see their streets overrun with estate agents. Drag artist Johnny Wu, one of the original gentrifiers of Shoreditch, has created a one-man show which charts the East London Renaissance, while never ignoring the fact that there was indeed a community in Shoreditch before Johnny's beloved boozer, the Bricklayer's Arms, became a fashion hub. I had a Virgin Mary at the Ace Hotel and a stroll through streets old and new with the King of Shoreditch.
Ironic restaurants, ironic music, ironic haircuts, ironic clothing, and ironic discussions about the very nature of irony itself. Men with beards. Men under 25 with beards. Gay men with beards wearing women's clothing. In 1995, in a pub called the Bricklayer's Arms in Shoreditch, the world began. Dragon Bar's been here a little while. This is Rivington Street, which goes straight down from Shoreditch High Street across to Great Eastern Street. And I worked in here on the Comedy Cafe, which is still here. That's been there a long time, and kind of this kind of scene kind of passed it by, really. Oh, there's Noel. He's come and meet Noel. Noel's a local. Irish radio.
How are you?
Nice to see you. This is Noel. Who?
Hi. Who are we talking to now?
RTE Lyric FM.
Yeah, and he works for people there. Works for the home of ventriloquism. Did you know that?
And opera.
With opera and ventriloquism, because they don't move them out. They just talk like that all the time there now, you know, and that's where ventriloquism was invented. Sure it was. Hi, Ireland. I'm Noel Faulkner with a Comedy Cafe in Trendy Shoreditch with the fabulous Johnny Wu. If you have not seen Johnny Wu, you are in for a treat.
I'm doing a show this week. Do you want to come to it? Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Free? I'm not giving you.
I'll get you a ticket.
What bar will I be sitting on in what warehouse?
It's at the Rose Lippmann building.
First time I met Johnny was he worked for me as a barman. And the sales increased threefold. The takings were down, but the sales increased threefold. Johnny became great friends with a friend of mine. He went to New York, and then he's come back, and he's been the king of Shoreditch for years. Shoreditch is not cool anymore. We're all moving south.
We're still here, though.
Well, we are, because we've got long leases.
Hey! We haven't left.
Listen, kids, if you listen to this show and you're in business, get a 50-year lease, because you can sell it. And if you can't pay the rent, you just go bankrupt and they can't sue you. So always go for a long lease. That's for young people around.
We're starting our bar now as well. That opens on the 10th. We're planning on 10th of December. Do you remember we had that conversation?
I'm a modern day stander, a jelly little pretender, a cockney. Well, I've lived here for 1 or 2 years. Have pie and mash for my tea, but hold the spuds, I'm carb free. I'm off to play bingo with 3 drunken queers. Papa, papa, that's how it goes. Papa, papa, everyone knows. We like to pose where the trendy folk pose. That's 'cause we're papa.
There wasn't really a plan, but did you notice that whatever you were doing by living and working here and your friends, that you were changing the area?
I can remember noticing lots of kind of estate agent signs were started going up. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. And I can remember the Evening Standard commenting on it. And I can remember my boss at work saying, oh, the new hot postcode is N1, Hoxton Square. And I was like, what do you mean Hoxton Square? It's a dump. What are you talking about? You know nothing about it. You want to live in Hoxton Square? You've never been to Hoxton Square. And there were kind of like lots of gay bars, but not with a huge amount of clientele. And then you had kind of like these pubs kind of things, but you didn't have much more than that. So you had the Bricklayers here, the Barleymo here. It used to be full of villains, up-and-coming villains, as Jim describes it.
There's a great section in the show about small faces.
Oh, my God, when he was talking about that, I said, what was it like? He was like, you know, it was where the small faces went. I was like, what are you talking about? I had no idea. And this was obviously phrase they had from back in the 60s or 70s to describe people who weren't proper gangsters, who were like wannabe gangsters. They were called the small faces. So basically, from what I can gather, from what he said, the Bricklayers Arms was like a training ground, was like a stepping stone for people who wanted to kind of become proper gangsters and hang out in Hoxton. And then it becomes like a party pub.
My flat is a conversion, ex-warehouse renovation. Stick your head out of the window and hear the bow bells. A journalist, he liked it, so I put it on the market and I'm sodding back to Chelsea as soon as it sells. Umpapa, umpapa, that's how it goes. Umpapa, umpapa, everyone knows. We sold our flats when the house prices rose and we made umpapa.
Tell us about how you put the show together. Jim is just one of the characters who you kind of channel for the show.
Jim is a character who I had a really chance kind of like meet, no, came across, just we were in the same place, and I had struck a conversation with him. You know, I asked him, he was like, oh, where'd you come from? I said, oh, I live around here. And I said, do you live around here? He goes, oh, yeah, I've lived here for 70 years. And it took me a moment. I thought, oh, well, that's interesting. First of all, when I first started thinking about talking about the period, I actually can't remember a huge amount about it. It was a blur. It was kind of just a wash. And the people I interviewed who were part of that scene, it's kind of a wash because it's all the same thing. It's just people going out and being a bit mad and being a bit stupid. And, you know, there's the tram shed, which is now a restaurant. It's got a big Damien Hirst hanging from the ceiling. And I've never been there, but that was like an empty, I don't know, a tram shed. It was probably a tram shed. That's probably what it was. And it was an empty warehouse. And I can remember going to the first party there, big fashion party. I think for Dazed and Confused, they'd just moved in. And it was a bum fight to get the free drinks. But there was nothing else. There was nothing else in the area. So I needed other people to fill in a lot of the blanks. And I didn't want it to be I never wanted it to be my fictionalization. And it wasn't about me saying, this was cool. Because at the time, it wasn't cool. It just was.
On a market stall, I'm selling some fairy cakes I'm baking. It's nice to be part of the community. But please don't call me classist. I'm definitely not a racist. But I only talk to people that look just like me. Umpapa, umpapa, that's how it goes. Umpapa, umpapa, everyone knows. We're all afraid of the kids on our road. Does that make us umpapa?
The voice of Johnny Woo there. Now, when does Stony Batter the musical open?